excess.
Houston, I guess it's, yeah, still morning. 11 o'clock, it's about. How you doing?
Oh, I'm good. I'm good. I'm just out and about taking care of some customers today and trying to get the day done. How about yourself?
Beautiful day. I just left the house, rolled the windows down, put the sunroof back, and enjoying the nice breeze, the nice weather. I'm driving near to Greenville Tech. I'm going to have lunch over there. And after that, I got to go by a vet, pick up some medicine for one of our cats, and then I got to drop by our church. So I might get home 3 o'clock, 3:30. So I'm going to have a busy afternoon. Sound like you got yours planned as well.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm going back on some installs, just firing up the AC side of them and making sure now the warmer, the little warmer days are here, make sure the charge is correct. Got to go wrap some ductwork at another customer, and yeah, I should be done by around 3 o'clock also. I should be home around 4-ish, I hope.
Maybe kick your feet back and enjoy the nice weather. Oh, me, I got to slap in. I normally get up around 6:30, anywhere from 6 to 7, usually around 6:30. I slept in to 7:30 this morning. That felt really good. I was tired. And yesterday, I had to get up early because I had to get my dog to the vet. This is a different vet. And he had his teeth cleaned. He's 9 years old, going on 10. They said he really needed to have his teeth cleaned, so did that. That's a big deal on a dog. They have to put him to sleep. Anyway, I got Toby there at 7:30, and I didn't pick him up till 5:30.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. I haven't had a dog in my house in quite a number of years. We have three cats, and they're pretty independent. Or when they want something, they'll let you know. Kind of independent, you know. They're pretty. They're pretty ornery. Hey, we need to be fed. Hey, my water's getting low, you know. But yeah, oh yeah, we used to use, I think, the dentabones. They chew on those. I think it was a milk bone product. I can't remember at this point, but yeah, they would. They would eat those and keep the teeth somewhat clean.
We give Toby our milk bone. You know, I used to have two, I think you remember. And I only have one dog now. Sure miss the other one still. But he chews a lot of nylon bones. And then he's got some of the milk bones he chews on. But you can see the plaque on his teeth in the back. You know, 9 years old dog, anyway, that, especially for a big breed, they consider that to be a senior dog. And they tend to get plaque on their teeth. And if you don't get it off, it's just like a person, you can get periodontal. We had one cat. The cat is 17, 18 years old. We still have the cat. But she's had 8 of her teeth pulled, and we didn't have her originally, and she had some problems with the original people that took care of her, and they didn't do anything about it. But anyway, we ended up having to have most of her teeth pulled, and now she's got gum problems, and oh my gosh. And so we're just trying to keep the cat comfortable, you know. Taking some antibiotics and some pain medicine. That's what I got to pick up today for her. Really not much you can do other than just keep her comfortable, but she likes sitting on your lap. She purrs a lot, and I guess whatever problem she's got, she's adjusted to it. N4IQ.
We have an older cat, and we have two younger cats. I guess they're like 5-6 years old. The older cat's, I think, 14 or 15. And, they're going along real strong. And I don't know. The older cat, Kiki, she's got some issues in her hips and stuff. But we keep her comfortable. We keep a heating pad out for her. She lays on that. She'll lay next to my wife in the kitchen or whatever. We have a banquette built into the wall at the kitchen table, so Kiki will lay on there and to stay warm. Anyway, so let me get out of here. I've got to pull in to my supplier real quick, and then I got to run on to another customer. You have a good day, sir. N4IQ, KB2H, access.
Have a good day. Sound like you already started out good. Our units still just working fine. I need to go ahead and change some filters. It's on my list to do. But anyway, 73s. Maybe catch you later this afternoon. This is N4IQ, clear.
All right, Bill. Have a good day, my friend. N4IQ, KB2HXS, 73.
Hey, Dave. N4MLW. see you later, Dave. We'll talk to you later. Take care. Hello, Mr. Bill, N4IQ.
N4NMW, N4IQ. My goodness. It's been a while since I've talked to you. I've talked to Dave, maybe 3 or 4 times since that unit got put in, but I haven't talked to you. Did you ever get your amplifier? Matter of fact, I've been thinking about calling you about it. I know they still have a big backlog, so I wonder if you're still on a backlog. Over.
Yeah, I called him. I texted him last month, and they're still on the waiting list. And I asked him last year how far down the list I was. He said about number 50. So it might be 2 years before I ever get one, but that's all right. It gives me time to get my antennas in order. All I lack is one more antenna to do and see if it'll work. My 40 meter antenna I got to get in ironed out there and get sent way down. Then I'll have everything ready to go when it does get here. I got all the cables and everything for it. So, oh yeah, also congratulations on your award that you got. I saw that because I've been meaning to call you, talk and all this for several weeks now.
Hey, what happens? You're talking to me. Well, we had like thoughts going on, I guess. Excuse me. Well, you got to put your 40 meter antenna. I guess that's probably your 40 meter quad. Over.
Quad doesn't do 40 and 80. It does everything else, like all the way to 6. I got a 6 meter antenna right in the middle of it. It's a 3 element instead of a 2, so it works real well. I'm having to go with all center fed dipole for 80 and 40. And I tried to get one antenna to do both bands and could not get the standard wave in where I want. I wanted, 1.5 or the 1 point something, 2 or less. And I just could not get it cut right. I even spent a lot of money and bought some manufactured antennas. And that one didn't do what I wanted to do either. So I just cut it down for the 40 and brought the frequency up to where I wanted up in the voice band. And it's perfect. So I'm going to build my 40 just like it. I'm going to take the other one and cut it for 40 up in the voice section. And I just got to get it turned and get it away from the other one, even though they got to hang from the same spot.
I was just kidding about the 40 meter quad. That'd be pretty big. I was going to ask you if you had your 80 meter quad up. I knew what you had. Well, that's good. At least you're making progress getting at least one antenna on a band that'd work. You know, I've got a bunch of those off-center fed dipoles. I've got one for 160 and two 80 meter off-center fed dipoles. And they do work good on 80 and 40, I mean less than 2 to 1. So, but they are subject to where you put them, how high up you put them, where the feed point is, whether it's 1/3 or 3.3, you know, 0.33 distance from one end, and you know, installation has a lot to do with what happens. But it's not like you got yours figured out. I've got some friends that are waiting on the 2K, and they're being told that the reason that there's such a waiting list on them is because of the finals. They can't get the finals, evidently. I don't know where they come from, China, Singapore, or somewhere. But the finals are what's holding everything up. They can't get the finals to put in those 2Ks.
Trying to figure out is that I called the guy that I got a number for, and he didn't even know what would hold him up. He said, you know, waiting on me any time. So at least that just lets me know now what their big problem is. They probably got them all stacked up and ready to go. Just drop them in and sort them those three or four places. That makes sense. There's always something. And that's the problem that we got is depending on other people overseas, you know. Make something here. And that way you get it done, hope, faster.
Right. Now, unfortunately, that's not always the case. As I recall, that information came out of a fellow that lives in Europe, European ham, who has a back order, and I may be wrong about this, but what I recall him saying, they had almost 400 back ordered, and that's how far back they're stacked. So if you're on that 50, you're actually in a good position, over.
Yeah, because in August, it'll be a year since I placed the order, and I hope he can still honor the price that we're locked in at.
Would. Especially those early orders like yours over a year ago. Because that's kind of the agreement, you know. You lock it in. You place your order then, they'll lock in the price. So I think you're safe on that.
I just have a hard time sitting on all that money. It's burning in my back pocket. You know how that goes.
I normally don't have to worry about it, over.
Yeah. I got it all put back and waiting on it to get here, just waiting on a confirmation from him to send me, say, you got 2 weeks to pay for it? I said, I'll pay you right now. I'll come to Tennessee and come get it.
Oh, I still love mine. I tell you, I keep thinking that's the best spent money I've ever spent. Just such a great amplifier.
Another thing that I spent too much money for, but I got one anyway because I just wanted to play with it. It's just a little antenna that covers just about all the ham bands from 160 all the way to 6. And it's got a 17-inch telescopic whip. it goes on this little coil, and then this one wire pulls out 25 feet. You drive two stakes in the ground and just stretch it out, and you put it up in about 10 minutes or less. And it's not super efficient because it's so little, but in an emergency, it would work great.
Interesting. So, hold on just a minute. I'm gonna make the wrong turn here. I'm in the spaghetti bowl here, 385 and 85. If I don't pay attention, there's been numerous occasions I get on the wrong lane. I'm talking without paying attention, then I'm going to Spartanburg or I'm going to Atlanta. What I want to do is go to Greenville.
You're right behind me. I just came through there, headed back to the house. I was down in Simpsonville. Yeah, get on the internet and look up my go-to antenna. That's the name of it, my go-to antenna. Look it up. It's unbelievable how it works. I still don't quite understand being that small, how it covers so much. But I put my analyzer on it. It's real good other than 80. 80 was just a little bit high with the analyzer. But, I mean, you throw your little tuner on your radio because it was like 2.5 or something like that. So your little tuner and radio would handle that. But everything else was below 2. Couldn't believe it.
But on 80 meters, the losses in the coax at 80 meters at 2.5 is, you know, unless you're running 1,000 feet of it, you're just not going to have hardly any losses anyway. Well, that's really good. My go-to antenna. I've never heard of it. So is it basically like a vertical with some elevated radials, or I'm trying to think what it's like.
It's real simple. There's some sort of balance. It's what this guy's invented, this thing. It's about 3 inches in diameter and about 4 inches long. And it's got two eye bolts on the side of it. So you drive one stake in the ground. This whole kit comes as a kit. You drive one stake in the ground about 3 or 4 inches or further. You slide that little transformer over that stake, and there's a big alligator clip that goes on the bottom up to hold it in place. Then there's a wire that attaches to that top of that balun. It's 25 feet long, and you stretch it out in some direction, drive another stake to ground, and the alligator clip clips onto that post. Then you come back, put your 17-foot telescopic whip, screw that in the top of it, and that's it. And it's, you know, about 2 feet off the ground.
I know you take your camper a lot of places, so that would be convenient. I'm sure it'll work pretty good. let's see, if you use an alligator clips, then probably, what is it, rated for like 300 watts or something?
It's right there at 100 watts. That's another thing, too. If he made that little balun or whatever's in that little round thing a little bigger, yeah, you can get on up there at 300 watts. Worked great, but that was one reason why I bought it. I had some extra money I could throw in the ground, you know. And I sent for it, and it's mainly, you know, if I go camping somewhere, you know, in 10 minutes or less, I can have that antenna installed. You can roll it up in just a matter of minutes so you don't trip somebody.
Yeah, you don't mind tripping anybody. You know, I've got all those beverages laid out. Anybody who starts walking my backyard, they better watch out.
Yeah, you're trying to call me. Dave, if you listen on the radio, I'll call you back here in a minute. Yeah, it it's really weird. The efficiency of it wouldn't be real great because it's so little. That would be the only thing, the downfall to it for the price that you have to pay for it. But in an emergency, you find you a little hill somewhere, and if you had a battery and a radio of some sort, you could communicate if you had to with it.
Antenna, so that's remarkable. That's really good. I'll look it up probably while I'm going to lunch right now with W4OSS, Kim, you know him. And while I'm there, I think I'll be rude and get my phone out and look that up. My go-to antenna.
I know that you and your brother work with the Tar Heel antenna, trying to make a ground plane system out of it. Y'all had a lot of trouble with it because you had to run so many radials so far that it wouldn't tune quite right. So I knew you had that. And then I saw this, and I said, well, this will work just as good as that.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, I look forward to hearing some reports after you go camping and use it. Yeah, I just came to a stoplight here. You know, there was three cars that went through this red light. Two of them went underneath the yellow light, and three of them followed in the red light. Unbelievable.
That's the way the racetrack goes. All right, man. That was some of the information I wanted to tell you when I called you and wish you congratulations on your DX stuff there. That's remarkable. One of these days I might start doing this. They never sit still long enough. Get my antenna squared away. I might give it a try and start doing it. So you take care. Don't eat too much. Tell the guys I said, hey, I hadn't talked to them in a long time. Eat an extra dessert for me, because I can't. Take care, man. N4IQ, N4MMW.
Yeah, okay. Probably not you can't, but probably you shouldn't. on the dessert. And, oh, yeah. I ordered a plaque. That was for the honor roll. I ordered a plaque for it. They told me that'd be over 3 months before I get the plaque. But I said, that's fine. I've probably been working on this thing for 50 years, so another 3 months is not going to make any difference. And I've got maybe 30 more band slots to go, and then I'll have 2,000 to get the third medallion on challenge. So that's what I'm working on right now. I'll let you go. I think you want to talk to Dave. 73s, have a good day. N4IQ.
WKB2HXS.
Okay, did you call me, Dave?
Who are you, Dave? You're Patrick.
No.
Actually, I was calling Jimmy, N4MMW. He was on here a little bit ago. Didn't know if he was still on or not. No big deal. I'll give him a jingle on the Twisted Tear. Well, I should get a wireless Twisted Tear.
I want to check because I got a customer coming at me. So 73s, have a good day. KO4HKX.
All right, Patrick, have a good afternoon, my friend. I'll talk at you later, KB2HXS.